Pediatricians, teachers, and other early childhood specialists now recognize that early motor development is one of the most important factors in the physical, emotional, academic, and overall success of your child. In the past, as children walked and became more independent, they went outside to play. They climbed trees, jumped in puddles, played hopscotch, and rolled down hills. By doing so, their brains were learning all about the concepts of up and down, right and left, forward and back, many of the skills crucial for the acquisition of reading, writing, and being in sync. Think of the developing child as a tree. The stronger the roots, the more nutrients will be absorbed, the more anchored the tree will be, and the sturdier the trunk and branches will grow. A child with strong roots is likely to mature into a sturdy, thriving, blossoming individual. How does the in-sync child grow? We think of a child's roots as having three major components: sensory processing skills, perceptual motor skills, and visual skills. The InSync program nourishes your child's roots by focusing on these components. These skills begin to develop before or soon after birth and are continuously integrated as the child moves. Starting with sensory processing, let's see how little Tim, a typically developing baby, depends on these skills as he grows. In the months before birth, Tim has countless movement adventures. These include every move his mother makes, his own flips and turns in the uterus, and his twisting journey through the birth canal. Each move counts towards strengthening the roots of the InSync child. After birth, Tim busily takes in vast amounts of sensory information, the groundwork for all future learning. While all senses are operating, his tactile, touch, vestibular, movement and balance, and proprioceptive, position senses are primary. Tactile processing is receiving sensations through the skin and hair and then responding to those sensations. The tactile or touch sense is a primary source of information for the child about his connection to the world. The child whose brain accurately interprets tactile input is comfortable being touched by other people or objects. He uses his tactile sense to touch others appropriately and to learn about the texture, temperature, and shape of objects. He can discriminate one touch sensation from another, for example, wet from dry and hard from soft. Some daily life activities that require efficient tactile processing include wearing clothing of various textures, eating food of various textures, being physically close to other people, using scissors, pencils, forks, and spoons, sitting in a chair. Vestibular processing is taking in sensations about the pull of gravity through the inner ear and then responding to these sensations. This information tells the child about where her head is in relation to the surface of the earth. For example, whether she is upright, lying down, or about to fall when she leans too far back in her chair. The vestibular, or movement sense, is necessary to help her develop and coordinate the motions of her eyes, head, and body so that she can develop good balance, muscle tone, vision, and hearing. Some daily life skills that require efficient vestibular processing include standing independently without leaning on another person or object, walking across an unstable surface, for example, gravel or an uneven sidewalk, riding a bicycle, riding in a car or elevator without motion sickness, sitting upright at a table or desk. When John needs a dose of something and you don't know what, give him something to push, pull, lift, or carry. Each one of these vigorous actions develops and enhances his proprioception, and it feels good. Proprioception is the unconscious awareness of sensations coming from muscles and joints. This information tells the child whether he is stomping or tiptoeing, how hard to press down on a pencil, and how to stretch his arm to pull out the seatbelt. The proprioceptive, or position sense, helps the child know how to push his foot into his boot, lift his glass of milk without spilling, and bend his knees while jumping. Some other skills requiring efficient proprioception are climbing, running, crawling, rolling smoothly, biting off a mouthful of food and chewing it, cutting food with knife and fork, writing, manipulating small toys and delicate objects without breakage. As Tim moves through his first months of life, he begins to hold up his head, roll over, reach, and eventually move himself through space. While suckling and cuddling, he is taking in positive tactile input. Through his vestibular and proprioceptive senses, he receives information about his movements.